Divorce Then Love. Chapter 561. Isaac furrowed his brow. What do you want to do? It's none of your business, mind your own affairs. Isaac fiercely grabbed her hand, his eyes filled with anger. I don't care what you do, but if you harm the child in your belly, I won't let you go. Kylie shook off his hand, sneered coldly and said, Don't worry, this child is very important to me, I will definitely give birth to it. The two stood off for a moment before Isaac finally let go of her hand. After having lunch, Kylie took a nap and then went out. The Yoder group, Ryan returned after handling matters and, not seeing Kylie, went directly to Maxim's office. Mr. Yoder, Ms. Schneider was just looking for you, did you see her? Upon hearing this, Maxim looked up at him with a cold expression, was it you who let her into my office? Ryan hesitated for a moment, then quickly said, No, I had Ms. Schneider wait for you in the reception room. Later, there was an issue in the procurement department, so I went over to handle it. When I came back, I didn't see Ms. Schneider, so I came to ask. There was no warmth in Maxim's eyes, I don't want to see her at the Yoder group again. No matter what reason she uses to see me, you just refuse directly. All right, Mr. Yoder. Ryan was afraid that Maxim would take his anger out on him, and he didn't dare to ask Kylie if she had told him about Isaac's whereabouts. He didn't dare to guess that Kylie's excuse to see Maxim was probably just a casual lie. All afternoon, Maxim was somewhat restless, calling several times to ask about the progress of the marriage proposal scene setup, which scared the manager into checking it several times. Seeing the proposal scene filled with champagne roses, Maxim's mood finally improved a bit, looking forward to the arrival of tonight. Evening came quickly, it was time to get off work. Brianna was about to pack up when she received a call from Maxim. Brianna, had you finished work? I'm almost there, you don't need to pick me up, I can go there by myself. All right, I sent you the address. Brianna hummed in agreement, then hung up the phone. Soon, Maxim sent over an address. It was Heaven Garden, a famous restaurant in Bridenville. She tidied up while wondering what Maxim was going to tell her tonight. His tone was very serious this morning, so she guessed it must be something important. Just as Brianna had finished packing and was about to leave, William knocked on the door and walked in. Ms. Schneider, your sister came over. Brianna frowned, what was Kylie looking for her for? Let her in. Kylie walked into Brianna's office, seeing her sitting on the sofa, looking at herself with a cold expression. The corner of her mouth unconsciously curled up. Would Brianna still agree to Maxim's proposal tonight after she knew the truth about that matter? What were you looking for me for? Seeing disgust in Brianna's eyes, Kylie raised an eyebrow and chuckled. Only after sitting down across from her did she slowly say, Sister, I came here today to tell you something. Upon hearing this, Brianna immediately became wary in her heart. She could tell at a glance that Kylie was up to no good. What happened? The smile on Kylie's lips deepened. Do you still remember the incident over half a year ago when you almost got burned to death by someone? What is this for? Brianna asked, her heart sinking with a vague sense of foreboding. Initially, Maxim told you that a firefighter saved you, but he actually lied to you. Someone else saved you. Brianna's heartbeat gradually quickened, and her hands hanging by her sides unconsciously tightened. What on earth were you trying to say? Kylie stared into her eyes, speaking slowly and deliberately, I just wanted to tell you the truth. The person who saved you from the fire. Chapter 562. Brianna was already in turmoil inside, but she still forced herself to appear calm on the surface. What evidence did you have? Kylie smirked mockingly, Sister, what more proof do you need? Why don't you go and ask that firefighter yourself? Brianna took a deep breath and said coldly, Please leave. I won't believe a single word you say. Seeing that she had actually believed her own words, just didn't want to admit it, Kylie slowly stood up, looking down at her from a higher position. I really sympathize with Hector. He bravely rushed into the fire to save you, and as a result, he was left with many after effects. Yet, Maxim kept this from you all along. Brianna, think about it, if Maxim truly loved you, how could he bear to lie to you? Get out. Seeing her looking upset, Kylie left with a smile. The goal had been achieved, so there was no need to stay and watch Brianna's pitiful state. After being left alone in the office, Brianna took a deep breath and dialed the number from last night, Go ask that so-called firefighter who supposedly saved me. I want to know the result within an hour. After hanging up the phone, Brianna felt as if all her strength had been drained, and she collapsed onto the sofa. From the moment Kylie uttered Hector's name, she knew she was telling the truth. Countless guilt and regret surged up. If she had insisted on checking at that time, perhaps she wouldn't have been deceived by Maxim. And Hector clearly saved her, why did he have to deceive her with Maxim? Thinking about Keith's attitude the last time she went to see Hector, she guessed that he probably knew about it too. She took out her phone to contact Keith, asking him to meet up. Keith had already known that the person who operated on Hector was Brianna, and his attitude towards her had improved a lot, agreeing to meet. On the way to meet Keith, Brianna received a call from Maxim. She didn't answer, silently waiting for the call to hang up automatically. Half an hour later, Brianna had just gotten out of the car when she received a message. It was asked, indeed, that firefighter did participate in the rescue, but by the time he arrived, you and Hector were unconscious in the hallway. Hector was fiercely protecting you, his head bleeding. Later, Mr. Yoder's people found him, asked him to play the role of your savior, and gave him a sum of money to keep this matter a secret. Even though she had already anticipated this outcome, Brianna's heart still couldn't help but clench. Maxim knew it was Hector who had saved her, yet she still kept this a matter a secret. If she hadn't decided to operate on Hector a week ago, perhaps the success rate of the surgery would be even lower now. Her eyes turned cold as she put away her phone and walked into the coffee shop. Ms. Schneider, what did you need me for? On his way to meet Brianna, Keith guessed that Brianna probably wanted to talk to him about post-operative care for Hector or something like that, and didn't think much of it. Brianna sat down across from him, calmly looking at him. Keith, why did Hector hide from me the fact that he saved me? Keith paused for a moment, then averted his eyes guiltily, Ms. Schneider, what are you talking about? I don't understand. It was clearly you who saved Hector. Ha! Brianna chuckled lightly, articulating each word, I have already found evidence that the person who saved me was Hector. Lying now won't do you any good. Keith's hand, which was under the table, unconsciously clenched. He took a deep breath and said, It's not that I wanted to hide it from you, but Mr. Baldwin wouldn't let me speak. Hector was unconscious at the time. When he woke up and found out that Mr. Baldwin and Mr. Yoder had deceived you together, he didn't want to affect your relationship with Mr. Yoder, so he didn't allow me to mention this matter again. Brianna closed her eyes, not expecting it to be because of this. Hector was afraid of affecting her relationship with Maxim. But Maxim, for his own selfish reasons, for his fear of loss, kept this matter from her. Had he ever considered how he would feel one day after knowing about this? After he saved me, did he fall into a coma for a long time? Was he the hospitalized friend you mentioned when we met at Hazeton's first hospital? Chapter 563. After knowing that it was Hector who had saved her, Brianna connected a lot of details. Keith nodded. He was unconscious for 3 days, and after waking up, he has been recuperating in the first hospital. When I met you in the hospital, I asked him if he wanted you to know about his hospitalization, but he didn't want me to tell you. Brianna was filled with guilt, her eyes involuntarily reddening. He must have been suffering a lot in the past 6 months, right? She had encountered a patient with a hematoma compressing the nerve before. When the pain struck, it was unbearable, and the patient could only repeatedly hit their head against the wall to alleviate the suffering. If she had known from the beginning, she could have performed surgery on him 6 months ago, and he wouldn't have suffered for so long. Keith fell silent for a moment, then said softly, It was more than just pain. At first, he could barely manage to act by taking painkillers, but later, the painkillers had no effect on him. Every day, two people had to watch him closely to prevent him from banging his head against the wall due to the intense pain. Brianna took a deep breath and slowly asked, Why did Mr. Baldwin agree to keep this matter from me with Maxim? It seemed as though they had reached some sort of agreement, and Mr. Baldwin didn't like you. He thought you were not good enough for Hector and wanted to sever the connection between you two. I knew, thank you for telling me all this. Keith left quickly, Brianna sat in the coffee shop for a long time, and Maxim made countless phone calls. Finally, she slid to answer. Maxim's voice came through, filled with worry, Brianna, where are you? Why haven't you arrived yet? Brianna pursed her lips, her voice a bit hoarse, on the way, probably half an hour to get there. All right, I waited for you. Maxim's voice was gentle, but Brianna only felt cold at that moment. In his gentleness, how much sincerity was there, really? She had given him many chances, but in the end, she only ended up disappointing herself. This relationship, it should have ended. Brianna took a taxi to Heaven Garden. As soon as she walked into the restaurant, she saw that it was completely dark, which made her unconsciously frown. After hesitating for a moment, I still made a phone call to Maxim. I arrived at the restaurant entrance, are you sure you're at Heaven Garden? You came in directly. After hanging up the phone, she slowly walked into the restaurant. Because it was pitch black inside, she had to turn on her phone's light. As soon as she walked in, she smelled a hint of roses, a flicker of surprise flashing in her eyes. Suddenly, all the lights in the restaurant lit up. Brianna squinted uncomfortably, and when she opened her eyes again, she saw that the restaurant was adorned with champagne roses everywhere, especially on the ceiling, which was covered with champagne roses. She felt as if she was in a world of roses. She pursed her lips, a suspicion subtly rising in her heart. Maxim's figure appeared at the end of the corridor. He slowly approached her holding a bouquet of flowers. After standing still in front of her, Maxim knelt on one knee, like a prince in a fairy tale, his gaze filled with love for her. Brianna, there's something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. In the past, I didn't appreciate you. It was only through our repeated interactions that I realized how wonderful you are. I don't want to miss another moment with you. I want you to be my princess for life. Will you marry me? He took out the ring and opened it in front of Brianna, his eyes full of anticipation, hoping that she would accept his proposal. Brianna stared at the ring for a while. It was so beautiful that she could hardly take her eyes off it. Had she known about his deception earlier, she might have been moved, might have been reduced to tears, and might have even accepted his proposal. But at that time, there was not a single ripple in her heart. I was not willing. Chapter 564. The moment the words fell, fireworks exploded across the sky outside the window, illuminating the entire night sky of Britainville. This was the surprise Maxim prepared for Brianna. The fireworks eventually formed a line of text in the sky. Brianna, marry me. There was a red heart behind. The smile on Maxim's face froze. Seeing the indifference in Brianna's eyes, he finally understood where the afternoon's melancholy had come from. He had thought that Brianna might reject his proposal, but he didn't expect her expression to be so indifferent, indifferent as if they were strangers. Suddenly, a touch of panic rose in my heart. Brianna, he reached out to grab Brianna, but she stepped back to avoid him. Brianna looked at him with a faint expression, speaking slowly and deliberately, Maxim, let's break up. Maxim's movements abruptly froze, and he stood there, completely stunned. After a good while, he seemed to have just reacted. Why? Because I no longer liked you, let's just end it here. After speaking, regardless of his expression, Brianna turned around and left directly. Just as I reached the entrance of the restaurant, I was caught by the wrist by Maxim, who had chased after me. Brianna, what on earth did I do wrong? Why do you suddenly want to break up? Brianna met his angry gaze with indifference, swatting away the hand he had on her, her eyes devoid of any emotion. Why? I also want to ask you why you hid the fact that Hector saved me. Maxim's eyes grew cold. Just because of this, you want to break up with me? Brianna stared at him. Isn't this reason enough? She had given him too many chances, but he didn't cherish any of them. Now, she was also tired and didn't want to continue this relationship anymore. I didn't agree. Whether you agreed or not didn't matter to me. Brianna turned to leave, but was stopped by Maxim. Brianna, I can explain this to you. I was afraid that you would fall for him because he saved you, so I hid this from you. Brianna sneered, her gaze icy as she said, for your own selfish reasons, you caused him to miss the best time for surgery. Do you know, he almost didn't make it off the operating table yesterday. Maxim fell silent, radiating a cold aura all around him. This will never happen again. I've heard these words many times before, and each time I forgave you, but each time I was met with greater disappointment. I don't want to continue this relationship anymore, let's part on good terms. Maxim's eyes suddenly turned blood red, he grabbed her waist tightly, lowering his head to stare at her, each word seemed to be squeezed out from between his teeth. Part on good terms. After all we've been through, do you really think I could let go of your hand? Brianna looked indifferent, pushing him away and said coldly, that's your own business, don't pester me incessantly, it will only make me look down on you. Even if you looked down on me, I wouldn't let go. Seeing the obsession in his eyes, a flash of impatience flickered in Brianna's. This relationship has come to this point today all because of you. I once said that what I hate the most is deception, but your deception has never stopped. A relationship filled with lies could never last long. No matter what, I would not let go. Brianna chuckled lightly, her expression mocking as she said, Maxim, you can't keep me. After leaving Heaven Garden, Brianna took a taxi straight back to Elm Bay. She took a can of beer from the fridge, walked barefoot to the couch and sat down cross-legged. She opened the beer and took a sip, but her mood didn't improve at all. Chapter 565. From 7 in the evening until after 11, Brianna didn't know how many cans of beer she had drunk, yet she didn't feel drunk at all. On the contrary, the more she drank, the more sober she became. The past of the two flashed through her mind like a slow-motion movie, the pain in her heart slowly spreading to every limb and bone, yet she was powerless to stop it. Suddenly, the cell phone rang once. Melody sent a photo, the common scene of which was an advertising screen at a bus station in Bridenville, with only one sentence on it. Brianna, will you marry me? Brianna, Maxim rented all the advertising screens in Bridenville to propose to you, so many people came to ask me if you accepted his proposal. Looking at that photo, Brianna's vision gradually blurred. A drop. Two drops. Tears kept falling on the screen, and as Brianna reached out to wipe them away, they only multiplied. In the end, she simply threw her phone aside, letting her tears engulf her. Brianna hadn't gone to work at my corporation for 3 full days, nor had she left Elm Bay for 3 full days. On the 4th morning, as soon as Brianna opened the villa door, she saw Maxim standing at the entrance. His beard was scruffy, and there was a dark shadow under his eyes. His unkempt appearance proved that he had not been doing well recently. Brianna, I've been reflecting these past few days, I indeed messed up with Hector's situation, I don't want to break up with you. Brianna ignored him directly, started the car and left. Maxim didn't stop her, he just watched her car gradually disappear from his sight. Seeing the figure in the rearview mirror gradually shrink until it disappeared, a wave of irritation surged in Brianna's heart. She was certain that she really wanted to break up this time, But her feelings for Maxim were not fake, they couldn't just disappear suddenly after a breakup. However, no matter how uncomfortable she felt, she didn't want to continue like this anymore. As soon as she arrived at my corporation, Melody received the news and hurried over. "Brianna, why haven't you been coming to work these past few days? Did you have a falling out with Maxim?" Brianna nodded, saying indifferently, "Don't mention him in front of me again." Melody frowned, "What on earth is going on? Didn't he propose to you before? Did he cheat on you?" Brianna pursed her lips, "No, it just wasn't right, so we broke up." Seeing that she was in a bad mood, Melody didn't ask further. Instead, she said, "Are you free after work tonight? I'll treat you to a drink." "No need, I was going to see Hector tonight." "Then I'll go with you. I've been too busy these past few days, I haven't had time to visit him." "Good. After work in the evening." Brianna went straight to the hospital in Melody's car. Hector had already woken up and had heard from Keith that Brianna already knew he had saved her. He also saw the proposal Maxim had prepared for Brianna, but he didn't know whether Brianna had accepted or not. But since Brianna liked Maxim so much, she probably agreed. When Hector saw Brianna and Melody walk into the ward together, surprise and disbelief flashed in his eyes. Melody placed the fruit on the cabinet beside the sick bed, smiling as she said, "Hector, I heard you had surgery, Brianna, and I came to see you." Hector quickly adjusted his expression, smiling as he said, "Thank you." Judging from Melody's expression, she probably didn't know that it was Brianna who performed the surgery on her. When he first found out, he was shocked too, but he quickly calmed down. In his eyes, she had always been excellent, and it was normal. That there were many things he didn't know about her. "Why are you thanking us? I actually wanted to visit you a couple of days ago, but I was too busy with work. Knowing that Brianna was coming over tonight, I simply decided to come with her." Hector smiled slightly, "If you're too busy with work, you don't have to come over specifically." Brianna and Melody sat down by the bedside, looking at Hector and asked, "How is your recovery going?" Hector looked at her naturally, smiling and said, "Much better, are you and Mr. Yoder getting close to something good?" Chapter 566. Brianna pursed her lips, her expression faint as she spoke, "We broke up." Hector's face changed. "Sorry, I didn't know." Suddenly, something occurred to him. He looked at Brianna and asked, "Is it because of me?" Brianna was silent for a moment, shaking her head, "Don't overthink it, it has nothing to do with you." Melody, who was standing aside, couldn't understand what the two were talking about. She couldn't help but ask, "What kind of riddles are you guys playing? Why can't I understand what you're saying?" "Nothing much." Brianna didn't continue the topic anymore, she started talking about something else with Hector. The two had stayed in the ward for about half an hour before they left. As soon as they reached the hospital entrance, they saw Maxim standing by Melody's car, obviously waiting for them. Melody tugged at Brianna's sleeve and whispered, "Brianna, Mr. Yoder is looking for you. Should I leave?" "No need, I just spoke a few words with him and left." Then I got on the car first. Brianna walked up to Maxim, her face expressionless, and said, Mr. Yoder, your behavior has been harassing me. I hope you won't appear in front of me at will in the future. Maxim's dark eyes were filled with hurt. Brianna, I'm sorry, could you forgive me one more time? Brianna's hand, hanging by her side, unconsciously clenched. She looked up at Maxim, speaking deliberately, word by word, Maxim, how many times have I forgiven you? Each time, I thought it was the last. And what happened? Brianna, I promised I would never deceive you again. No need, I wouldn't believe your promise, nor do I need it. After speaking, Brianna immediately opened the car door and got in. Melody, let's go. Melody started the car, only glancing at Brianna once they had merged into traffic. She asked in a low voice, what exactly did he do? You're so determined to break up. Brianna shook her head, I don't want to bring up this matter again. All right, I won't ask any more, I'll take you back. For the following 2 weeks, Maxim did not appear in front of Brianna again. Brianna visited Hector in the hospital almost every day to check on his recovery. Over time, their conversations gradually became longer. Finally, the day before Hector was discharged from the hospital, he couldn't resist confessing his feelings to Brianna. Brianna, I didn't mean to take advantage of your vulnerability, I just wanted you to understand my feelings. If one day you decide to start a new relationship, I hope you would consider me first. Looking at Hector's sincere and serious expression, Brianna pursed her lips, and after a while, she slowly said, Hector, you don't have to wait for me, I don't have any thoughts of dating for now. I knew you really liked Mr. Yoder, so I was willing to wait. Brianna shook her head, I broke up with him, but that doesn't mean I will fall in love with someone else. She had been entangled with Maxim for too many years, it seemed as if all her love and hate had been exhausted on him alone. It would probably be very difficult for her to fall in love with someone else in the future, and she also didn't want to start another relationship. A lifetime is so long, there are many possibilities. Seeing the persistence in his eyes, Brianna frowned, but still decided to make her point clearer. You saved me, and I am very grateful. But beyond gratitude, I have no other feelings. I visited you every day during this period only because you were injured while saving me. If I gave you the wrong impression, I am truly sorry. Hector's eyes were filled with disappointment. Won't you even give me a chance to wait for you? I was quite sure that I wouldn't fall in love with you, so I didn't want you to waste your time on me. It was not a waste for me. Chapter 567. The conversation had reached this point, and if he insisted on continuing, there was nothing more Brianna could say. You were to be discharged from the hospital tomorrow, and I wouldn't be visiting you at your home anymore. If you felt unwell at any point, you could contact me anytime. After speaking, Brianna turned around and left directly. Just/got back home when suddenly received a call from Ryan. Brianna hung up twice, and finally got through on the third time. Ms. Schneider, the president has been injured, and it's quite serious. He's currently unconscious. Can you come over? Brianna frowned, her voice calm as she said, "He's injured, you can take him to the hospital." "We couldn't go to the hospital, otherwise by tomorrow morning, everyone in Britannville would know that the president was injured, which would affect the stock price of the Yoder Group. Let the family doctor go then." Mr. Yoder refused to let the family doctor touch him. "If this continues, Mr. Yoder will die." Brianna was silent for a few seconds, her voice suddenly turning icy, "Didn't you say he was already unconscious? Then why won't you let the family doctor touch him? Before he passed out, he locked himself in the bathroom. It's been over half an hour now, and he hasn't responded to my calls. The family doctor said he must have fainted due to excessive blood loss. Since the person had already fainted, you could have saved him by prying open the bathroom door between you. There was no need to go to the trouble of calling me." She abruptly hung up the phone, tossed her mobile onto the couch, and took a deep breath, commanding herself to forget about this matter. They had already broken up. Whether Maxim was dead or alive had absolutely nothing to do with her. On the other side, Ryan, looking at the blood-covered Maxim, cautiously said, "Mr. Yoder, Ms. Schneider refuses to come over." No sooner had the words fallen than he distinctly felt Maxim's aura turn icy cold. Coupled with the fact that he was covered in blood at the moment, he looked as if he had just crawled out of hell, reaching the pinnacle of terror. "Mr. Yoder, why don't we let Dr. Olson bandage you up first? Get out." Although Ryan was scared, he was still concerned about Maxim's health. "Mr. Yoder, don't make me say it a second time." Having no choice, Ryan had to leave Maxim's bedroom. "Dr. Olson, Mr. Yoder still insisted on not letting you bandage." Dr. Olson's face instantly turned incredibly ugly. He angrily said, "This is absolutely ridiculous. If we don't bandage him up, he will definitely bleed to death." Ryan furrowed his brow, and after a moment of thought, he murmured, "I'll give Norma a call." Besides Brianna, Maxim listened to Norma the most. If Norma came over, she might have been able to persuade him to bandage up. Inside the bedroom, Maxim had frantically grabbed a towel to cover his wound. His face was terrifyingly grim. He hadn't expected that she would be so heartless this time, not even willing to come over when she heard that he was unconscious. Gradually, Maxim's consciousness became increasingly blurred, and he passed out as everything went black before his eyes. When he woke up again, he saw Norma sitting by the bed. His wounds had been bandaged. Maxim understood what had happened as soon as he thought about it. Bearing the pain in his waist, he sat up and said in a low voice, "Grandma, you can go back." "I'm fine, I'll be okay after a few days of rest." Norma looked at him with red-rimmed eyes. "Maxim, maybe I should give the key to those people at Hazeton. I don't want you to live this dangerous life. As long as our family is safe and sound, I'll be satisfied." Upon hearing this, Maxim's eyes grew a few degrees colder, slowly saying, "Grandmother, do you really believe that if we give them the key, they will spare the Yoder family?" Chapter 568. Seeing Norma remain silent, Maxim continued, "Constantly backing down will only make them think that the Yoder family is easy to bully, and they will be even more unscrupulous in the future, so we cannot retreat even a single step." Facing her grandson's determined gaze, Even with a heartache, Norma did not bring up the matter of handing over the key again. Right, where's Brianna? How come I didn't see her? Hearing this, a flash of loneliness passed through Maxim's eyes. He murmured, I've already broken up with her. Norma looked shocked. I just saw you renting all the advertising screens in Britannville to propose to her not long ago. It's only been a few days, how did you break up already? Grandma, please don't ask me any more, it was my fault. Norma snorted coldly, of course it's your fault. Brianna, being such a good-tempered person, has reached her limit and proposed a breakup with you. You must have done something unforgivable. Maxim, with a cold expression, didn't respond. The low pressure he radiated all around him indicated that he was in a bad mood. Since you two broke up, I will start introducing potential suitors to Brianna tomorrow. You didn't know how to cherish her, but there are plenty of people who do. Saying so, Norma stood up and was about to leave. Seeing her start to call her card-playing friends to introduce their age-appropriate men to Brianna before she even left the bedroom, Maxim finally couldn't stand it anymore and said, Grandma, don't go too far. Hearing the sound of her grandson's angry embarrassment, Norma put down her phone, turning to look at him with a face full of dissatisfaction. What's wrong with me? You all broke up, can't I introduce a man to Brianna? Maxim's face darkened. How did you know she wanted to date? Whether she wanted it or not didn't matter, I prepared it for her anyway. What if one day she suddenly wanted it? A woman's mind changes the fastest. She might like you today, but not necessarily the day after tomorrow. Besides, you have a bad temper, you're not considerate, and apart from being good-looking and rich, you have no redeeming qualities. Maxim. He had begun to doubt whether Norma had come to see him or to annoy him. All right, you can go and play more cards if you're free. We will handle things between her and me by ourselves. Norma sneered, handle it. What else can you do besides making Brianna angry? Maxim instantly felt his waist injury worsen, gritting his teeth. He said, anyway, I won't let him be with other men. Whoever dares to covet her, I will definitely make them regret coming into this world. Norma gave him an annoyed glance. I think it's good that Brianna broke up with you. You really don't deserve her. Battery power 15%, charge your tablet. Although Maxim was exceptionally talented and indeed very capable in doing business, he was absolutely terrible at handling emotional issues. Any woman who was with him would suffer. Whether she is worthy or not, she could only be with me in this lifetime. Don't speak too confidently. Brianna might soon find out that she's happier without you, they said. Who on earth are you, Grandma? With a stern and righteous expression, Norma said, even if I were your grandmother, it wouldn't stop me from despising you. After successfully infuriating Maxim, Norma left with a sense of satisfaction. This kind of man needed to know his own worth, only then would he treat his wife well in the future. After getting in the car, Norma immediately said, take me to Brianna's. I haven't seen Brianna in a long time. Half an hour later, when Norma got out of the car and saw Brianna's villa, she couldn't help but exclaim, indeed, Brianna is doing much better after leaving that jerk. She walked to the door and rang the doorbell. When Brianna opened the door and saw it was Norma, surprise flashed in her eyes. "Grandma, how did you come here?" Norma had a smile on her face. "I heard you live here now, so I came to see." Chapter 569. Come in quickly. Norma followed Brianna in, taking a look at the living room decor after sitting down on the sofa. It was in the cozy style that Brianna liked, forming a stark contrast with the monotonous black and white in Maxim's room. Brianna made a cup of tea for Norma, and started somewhat sheepishly, "Grandma, I didn't know you were coming, so I didn't prepare anything." "No need to prepare anything, Brianna, you sit too, I just came to see you." After Brianna sat down across from Norma, she slowly began, "Brianna, I heard you broke up with Maxim." After a few seconds of silence, Brianna finally nodded, Mr. Yoder told you. That kid was seriously injured. I went to see him and asked why you weren't there. He said you didn't want him anymore. He looked so pitiful, but I didn't feel sorry for him at all. He must have done something to upset you, that's why you abandoned him. He deserved it. Brianna pursed her lips, a flicker of worry unconsciously flashing in her eyes. She didn't expect Maxim to really be injured, she thought he was just pretending with Ryan. "Grandma, how did Mr. Yoder suddenly get injured?" Seeing the worry in her eyes, Norma knew that she still had feelings for Maxim. She sighed inwardly, wondering what kind of good fortune that rascal had accumulated in his past life to make Brianna fall for him. "Don't worry about him, he has offended someone recently, and I guess they will retaliate against him. Right, since you guys broke up, I happen to have some photos of some talented young men here. Take a look, if you see anyone you like, I can introduce you." Saying so, Norma handed her phone to Brianna, on which was clearly a photo of a man in a suit. "Grandma, I recently had no plans to date, I wanted to prioritize my career first. He could balance his career and love life, even if that kid Maxim was doing well, I would still make him go on blind dates. Otherwise, judging by his behavior, he would still want to pester you." Brianna lowered her gaze, ignoring the piercing pain in her heart, and forced a smile, then, "Grandma, you can attend to Mr. Yoder first, I'm not in a hurry." Norma nodded thoughtfully, "That's fine, let me know anytime you want to talk, I'll arrange it for you immediately." "All right." Brianna responded absent-mindedly, agreeing without much thought. Norma sat for a while longer, finally getting up to leave. "Brianna, feel free to visit me at the Harmony Villa whenever you have time. Regardless of whether you are with Maxim or not, I always consider you as my own granddaughter." "All right, Grandma, let me know when you get home." After Norma left, Brianna returned to the living room, picked up her phone and opened her chat box with Maxim. Just typed a sentence, "I love you, treated your wound." Hesitated for a while, but still deleted it. She held her phone, typing and deleting over and over again for more than a dozen times, but in the end, she didn't send anything. Just as I was about to close the chat box, Maxim sent over a question mark. Brianna pursed her lips and replied to his message. "Something wrong. I saw that it kept showing you were typing on your end, so I thought something was up with you." Brianna bit her lower lip, feeling a sense of shame as if her secrets had been exposed. However, she soon realized something. Maxim kept seeing the typing indicator on her end. Did this mean he was also constantly looking at their chat box, hesitating whether or not to send her a message? Chapter 570. Suddenly, an indescribable emotion welled up in my heart. Brianna stared at her phone for a while, slowly typing out a line of text. "You still have things at my place, when will you have time to come and get them?" There was silence for a while before Maxim's message came back. "Just threw it away." The conversation between the two ended there. Brianna didn't send any more messages, but a wave of irritation welled up in her heart. She tossed her phone aside, forcing herself not to think about Maxim. Early the next morning, as soon as Brianna arrived at the company, William walked into her office with an invitation in his hand. "Ms. Schneider, this is an invitation sent over by the Moyer family. Senior Mr. Moyer will be hosting his 60th birthday banquet at the Panorama Palace Hotel a week from now, and you are invited to attend." Brianna nodded. "Yes, prepare a gift for me." "All right." William left after putting down the invitation. Brianna put down the file in her hand and picked up the invitation to look at it for a while. Maxim had a good relationship with Tyrone, so he would definitely attend the birthday party of senior Mr. Moyer. Brianna was still torn about whether to attend the banquet when Melody gave her a call. "Brianna, accompany me to the banquet of senior Mr. Moyer next week. Didn't you have Ezra with you?" "Don't even mention it. He's going on a business trip tomorrow and who knows when he'll be back. Will you come with me, please?" After being pestered by Melody for a while, Brianna had no choice but to agree. A week passed quickly, and before we knew it, the day of the banquet had arrived. Early in the morning, Melody went to Elm Bay and dragged Brianna out of bed, asking her to accompany her to choose a dress and do styling. Seeing Melody full of vitality and excitement, Brianna yawned and said, "It's just a birthday party, is it necessary to be so grand?" "Of course it was necessary. I heard that for this banquet, senior Mr. Moyer even had the intention of finding a girlfriend for Tyrone." Brianna raised an eyebrow. "Do you really want to compete with other socialites?" "That's not the case, but the Moyer Group has been developing rapidly in recent years and has become the second largest family in Bridenville. So, those socialites who are going to attend will definitely dress up carefully." Among a group of carefully dressed people, if only the two of us are shabby, that would be so embarrassing. Brianna was still torn about whether to attend the banquet when Melody gave her a call. "Brianna, accompany me to the banquet of senior Mr. Moyer next week. Didn't you have Ezra with you?" "Don't even mention it. He's going on a business trip tomorrow and who knows when he'll be back. Will you come with me, please?" After being pestered by Melody for a while, Brianna had no choice but to agree. A week passed quickly, and before we knew it, the day of the banquet had arrived. Early in the morning, Melody went to Elm Bay and dragged Brianna out of bed, asking her to accompany her to choose a dress and do styling. Seeing Melody full of vitality and excitement, Brianna yawned and said, "It's just a birthday party, is it necessary to be so grand?" "Of course it was necessary. I heard that for this banquet, Senior Mr. Moyer even had the intention of finding a girlfriend for Tyrone. Brianna raised an eyebrow, "Do you really want to compete with other socialites?" "That's not the case, but the Moyer Group has been developing rapidly in recent years and has become the second largest family in Bridenville. So, those socialites who are going to attend will definitely dress up carefully. Among a group of carefully dressed people, if only the two of us are shabby, that would be so embarrassing." Brianna. Unable to resist Melody, she had no choice but to let her have her way. The makeup artist and stylist had been working for a full 6 hours, and Brianna had even managed to take a nap, but they still weren't finished. She asked wearily, "How much longer?" Rather than wasting time here, it would have been better to have a good sleep at home. The makeup artist who was doing her makeup whispered, "Ms. Schneider, it's almost done." Brianna didn't ask again. She picked up her phone and checked the time. It was 4:13 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a female voice filled with laughter sounded from behind. "Sister, you were also doing styling here." Brianna looked up, seeing Kylie standing not far behind her in the mirror. Her brows furrowed unconsciously, but she didn't pay her any attention. However, Kylie didn't feel embarrassed. She slowly walked up to her, the smile on her lips deepening. "Sister, I heard that Maxim proposed to you a while ago, and you didn't agree. Did you two break up?" Brianna really couldn't understand how Kylie managed to be so shameless. Her expression was indifferent. "You played a part in our breakup too, didn't you?" Kylie covered her mouth and chuckled, "I just couldn't bear to see you being deceived, so I told you the truth. As for how to choose, it's still..."